Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Hey, it's finally Friday. It is cold out there. Bundle up. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. There's a new permanent exhibit opening at the Port Huron Museum. In fact, you'll get a chance to see it starting tomorrow. From Whence We Came, Black History in the Blue Water Area. What's important to note is that it is opening during Black History Month, but it will be a permanent fixture at the museum. Joining us to talk more about this is the museum's community engagement manager, Andrew Kircher. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning.
And Heron Stanley is online with us as well. She was one of the main organizers of this. Heron, good morning.
Good morning.
This is such a neat exhibit. I can't wait to see it. Andrew, tell us a little bit more about how this all came together at the museum.
Sure. Well, you know, a few years ago, if anyone's been following the museum, what's been going on there, we went through our Carnegie Reimagined project where we were able to effectively open up some more space in our 1904 library. There was a big area where the stacks were, and we renovated and wound up with enough space for a couple of new exhibits, which we kind of sat on thinking about for a couple of years. What were we going to put in the first new space in a building in like 120 years? And we were really fortunate. We kind of were coming up with ideas along the same line when Heron actually approached us and talked about, you know, putting on something to recognize Marguerite Stanley and the work she's done in the community as her grandmother, as a historian, all of these cool things. And we said, you know, this could be the start of something. We got talking. We realized it was going to be a really good fit to have a permanent exhibit there looking at Black history in the Blue Water area and make it a permanent exhibit. So it's something that we were able to dive in the last few months and really kind of get our momentum going back from last year when we were all off. So we're really excited to have something new.
Heron, the James Sr. and Marguerite Stanley Legacy Wall that's over at the Leonard Center has been recreated at the museum. Tell us more about that.
That's actually not a recreation. So that kind of came out of the idea of us wanting to do something with the memorial wall. The memorial wall is housed at the James R. Leonard Center. And once we kind of got to the point where we weren't going to recreate or move the memorial wall, we came up with a different wall idea, and that was the Stanley Legacy Wall. So the memorial wall kind of honors those who have passed away. So it's a posthumous honor. And the legacy wall is going to be a living honor. So that's kind of the difference between the two.
This took a lot of planning, Heron, didn't it? I mean, a lot of different voices, a lot of people. I was going to say sitting around the table, but a lot of the planning was done virtually, wasn't it?
It was. There are many people on the committee that I haven't seen this entire time. I haven't seen in over a year. So, yes, it was a lot of Zoom, a lot of phone calls. But, yeah, I really did have a lot of help from a tight group of people in the community.
Oh, that's fantastic. Andrew, ordinarily the museum would plan, I would guess, probably a big opening ceremony. You'd have a lot of people there for a reception. That you can't do now either, can you?
You're exactly right. You know, normally, especially when it's a permanent exhibit, we have lots of rotating exhibits. Or we like to have a couple, you know, basically every year. And they come and go, and we usually have a little party when they show up to show them off. But especially something that is a permanent exhibit like this, we normally would have a big opening reception. We've kind of put that off just because of COVID concerns, and we're doing a soft opening, but it means it will be open. The Carnegie Center is still open. We're open from Wednesday through Sunday, 10 to 4, throughout all winter long. So if you've been there over the last few weeks, you'll have to forgive us because everyone's been seeing kind of what goes into creating an exhibit. They've been hearing hammers and saws and painting everywhere. So it's been a really fun challenge to kind of do all of that while we're open. But people have still enjoyed it. So there's lots to see at that Carnegie Center while we're working on all of this. And it's something that I think people are going to want to see again and again. You know, we keep saying permanent exhibit, but permanent doesn't mean it's unchanging. It just means that this is always going to be a topic we're interested in talking about, and there's always more stories to tell.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of great stories. And really, Heron, that's what this is all about, is telling the story of Black history in Port Huron, isn't it?
Absolutely. I really try to kind of cover all the bases. So we have like a military list, which I think is pretty cool. But I can only tell what I know. And so I'm really hoping that as people come in, if there's information that we're missing or someone that we're missing, you know, that people will give us that information. And so we can get those people included. But yeah, we went from military. You'll see some stuff on sports, arts, music, really tried to make sure that everybody who has truly made a contribution to the community is you know, shown in that exhibit.
I'll bet, Heron, you probably grew up hearing a lot of these great stories, but in planning this, are there any new stories that have surfaced that you didn't know about?
Oh, yeah, a lot. I did, in part of planning this, like I said, we kind of started focusing on the memorial wall first. There's a little over 50 people who are on that wall, and it goes all the way back to the early 1800s. Some of them were born. And so I did the bios of all of those people. And so, yeah, digging into a lot of those people's past was certainly interesting. I think the most interesting one for me was Pearl Abraham. She was a woman who owned a store in the 1920s, which is awesome in itself. And her store was the location of the Youngblood and Dillinger shootouts.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, this is really cool. Opens tomorrow. Soft opening because, you know, you can't have a big crowd, but I think people are going to come and take a look at this. Andrew, once again, what are the hours at the Carnegie Center?
Yeah, so our Carnegie Center is going to be open from 10 to 4 Wednesday through Sunday. So we take Mondays and Tuesdays off. There's usually we're still there doing a little bit of work, even more behind the scenes, but stop on by. The Carnegie Center is open year round, and it's a good filler until actually our sites are opening a little early this year in April, the rest of our satellite sites.
Oh, good. I know people look forward to that. From Whence We Came, the Black History exhibit at the Carnegie Center opening this weekend. Andrew, Heron, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.